I have to be. There's nobody else who can do the thing.
Jeff Foster is an artist and the owner of Common Grounds Coffee. The shop opened in 2016. Sunday was the shop's fourth anniversary. Foster invited a group of individuals in to talk about an initiative called CG4 Art. The program allows mentors to work with young artists ages 14 to 25.
Particularly people who are interested in advancing the cause that we're wanting to make a difference in, which is young artists of color, not having representation, not having access, not having resources to flourish in their creative gifts.
But he says the youth need guidance. Foster started out as a youth pastor. He says that wasn't for him. But Foster says he still wants to give attention to minority youth.
We have an epidemic of under-resourced youth. We have an epidemic of idle youth. We have a youth culture which is completely enamored by entertainment, and they're not producing. They're not creating.
Foster spends most of his time at the coffee shop. As an artist, he says he can use this space to help with the lack of youth creativity. He says a plan was all set with a leader in place before the pandemic. But when COVID-19 hit, that person decided to do other things. Foster also had to let go of his staff because of COVID-19. He says customers helped him get by.
It is a miracle, the amount of people who have come into the shop who, you know, wearing a mask, calling in orders, we started doing text orders.
Foster says people would just leave extra money. Corinne Gladwin is one of the people who wants to donate to the cause. Gladwin attended the Sunday meeting. Her first time at the coffee shop was the day before.
Jeff came up and introduced himself and started talking about his goals and his mission and what he wants to turn Common Grounds into. And within 5 minutes of the conversation, I went, oh, I want to be part of this.
Gladwin is an administrator, and she says she can pour those skills into this program.
Like making sure that bios for the artists are available next to pieces so that people really understand that these are kids making some of this artwork. These are like high school aged kids who are making beautiful pieces of art that is for sale.
Gregory Ross was also there. He says he lives close to the shop and frequents it 3 or 4 times a week. He wants to help with the youth initiative too.
I can listen. I can offer ideas, provide financial support.
Foster's schedule is tight. Even so, on another day, he found some time to talk via Zoom. Foster was home during this time, and his house sounded just as busy as the shop.
Let me put you on mute for a second here. Where's mute? Hey guys, I'm on the phone, sorry.
Foster says when he was growing up, there weren't many places that allowed him to focus on his creativity, but he says he felt comfortable at coffee shops.
And I always felt like kind of a little bit of a misfit because, you know, I had a tendency to be one of the few Black people or persons of color at the coffee shop.
And this is how his love for coffee shops began.
So what got me into coffee, bottom line is the idea of a place where anyone can get inspired.
Foster's many connections led him to another coffee guy, Aaron Clark.
He had started this streetside coffee place called The Bean, and we started to talk and we really just clicked.
This is who showed him the ropes. And Foster wants to have ongoing events for youth interested in creating art every Sunday.
I don't need to preach. I just need to be Jeff and make the coffee shop a shining example of God's blessings in my own life.
There is a GoFundMe account set up to help with the CG4 Art Initiative. The link is on the shop's web and social media pages. Foster says the money will help kickstart a program he hopes will change the community and the world for the better. I'm Yvonne Bruce.
These are for us?
Yeah. Have a cinnamon roll.